Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, December 11th. It is 5:31. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. Almost to the weekend, almost to the holidays. This is just crazy. I can't believe Christmas is creeping up. I think Hanukkah starts on Monday. Yeah. So we have arrived. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. Good. Nothing too much. Yesterday was a good day. I had a dermatology appointment and I'm getting ready for my international trip. So I don't know if I told you, but in the Philippines, it is so much cheaper to do services like facials and massages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've
like
heard that.
So I told my dermatologist, hey, I really want to get a facial there. And he's like, oh, nice. Like, what are you planning on getting? I'm like, honestly, just like a hydrofacial. I know my skin's super dry. I don't want to get anything serious like microneedling or anything. So he goes, how much is a facial there? I'm like, in U.S. dollars, $8. $8.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he's like, do it. And so he's like, yeah, just get off your medication about 7 days before and go through with it. But that's incredible. I'm like, I know it's something I can't miss up on. So yeah, that happened. I went to my dermatology appointment. Momo had a grooming appointment I took him to and just did my work. And that was really my day.
It's funny that you mentioned the prices on stuff like that. My friend, she and her whole family, they just moved to Vietnam. Like they just picked up and moved to Vietnam. And she was showing her daughter, she has triplets, and she was showing them, she took them for mani-pedis, the mani-pedis for both of them, and granted, they're little girls, it's not like a ton of work has to go into it, was like $2.87 for both.
Isn't that crazy?
It was just like, whoa, that is not what I pay.
Same here. So James is like, so do you plan on doing everything, like your nails and your waxing there? I'm like, I am at least going to do my underarms.
That is funny.
But other than that, I am doing everything there, nails, massages, you know, waxing, everything in the Philippines. But so I'm gonna be on the plane just looking all bushy.
I speaking of microneedling, I got that done yesterday. I got the, if you don't know what it is, it's basically like they poke your face with a bunch of needles, and then I get these stem cells. They're called exosomes,
They
put them in my face while they're microneedling, so they just absorb really deep, and it helps with everything. And so I left that place yesterday looking like a beet, like a tomato. I was so bright red, and it has calmed down now, but so the thing is I can't put anything on my face except for the stuff that they give me for 24 hours. So no makeup. I got to use these lipid drops and this barrier cream and just keep my face super hydrated. And then eventually, like day 3 and 4 is the worst on it. Like today is fine. I'm still a little red, but no big deal. Probably on Saturday, I start peeling. Like it just, my skin just starts peeling off. And then I have to go back next week so they can like dermaplane me and get all the dead skin off. So I'm not looking forward to this weekend with just a lizard type skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, beauty is pain and pain is beauty.
It really is. So I wish I only paid $40 or $8 for that one. That would have been nice.
And no kidding. And then it's like, it's a Korean facial too. So they're legit. And I'm like, are you sure this is $8? Like, I'm double guessing.
You're going to come back looking like a totally different person. Like, what happened?
Is this stuff? What did you do? I just got a Korean facial.
Well, I'm excited for you to take this trip. I know you guys have been planning it for such a long time. And how long are you guys going to be there?
So we go to Hong Kong for 3 days. Philippines 10 days, and then we have a 10-hour layover in Korea. I'm also excited for.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be amazing.
So
you better post everything.
Oh, I will. Even a friend's like, are you going to vlog? I'm like, vlogging takes so much time.
That is. It's like, here's a story. 20
yeah,
seconds.
This is it, with music over it. There it is.
All right, well, let's get to the show. It is so good to have you guys here, and we've got a lot coming up this morning in just a few minutes, like just after 6 o'clock. Diana Ross tickets. You guys, they just announced this week she's coming back to town. She's going to be at Wynn Las Vegas for a special Valentine's Week concert. And you're going to go. We've got your tickets with an early edition of Heads Up. Is there a place where you walk in and your guard goes straight up because you feel like I'm about to get scammed or they're going to at least try to? I think a lot of people kind of deal with this. For some people, it's maybe like the dentist, others, maybe it's the airport. But for me, it's anything with my car. And the second anyone says that they want to take me back somewhere, I get nervous. And Steph, you face this head on. What happened?
Yeah. So a few days ago, I'm driving and then I see the little light comes on the dashboard. For me, when I need an oil change, it's a little light that's a wrench. And I'm like, oh, no. So I'm clicking through. I'm like, what do I need? My oil life is at 15%.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh man, I gotta go in tomorrow. I can't drag this on. So I go in and I cannot stand dealing with anything with cars. From oil changes to tires. Anytime I go into a car shop, I feel like, especially as a female, I'm gonna get scammed. I already know it. So I go in with one motive and I'm like, oil change, that's it. I don't care what they tell me. So They tell me, like, hey, it's going to be about an hour. So I sit in the waiting room. I have my AirPods in, whatever. And I'm just looking around, and I notice that I'm the only girl in the lobby. I'm like, oh, God, I don't know why I don't like this. So then my car is ready, or at least I think it's ready. Someone from the back comes in and goes, can I get Stephanie to the back? I'm like, well, that's me. So I grab my stuff. I head to the back. It's like, I just want to go over some stuff with you that your car might need. I'm like, here we go. So I'm listening to everything. He's like, you know, we do a free tire rotation, but I'll need the tire lock thingy. And I'm like, oh, and in my head, I know exactly where the tire lock is, but I don't want to deal with him anymore. So I'm like, oh, you know what? My husband has the tire lock. I'm sorry. He goes, that's okay. But I do want to show you underneath your car. So they do the little lift thing. My car is rising. I go underneath my car. He goes, you got a leak. You see that right there? You're going to need an engine flush. And at this time, I'm already muting him out. I'm like, mm-hmm. Can you write all this down for my husband so I could tell him? That's my excuse for everything I go into.
So it was like legitimate stuff, but it's just like, I don't want to deal with this.
It's more of like, is that really a leak? Because, I mean, when you put stuff into your car, it's not all going to stay. It's not like it's like gashing out with liquid. It just looks like a little bit like old stains on it.
Okay.
So I'm not convinced, okay? And then he's like, you know, it's the holiday, so I understand, like, money could be tight, but if you end up getting it this year, and at that point, I'm like, oh, he's just trying to sell me on stuff. So I feel scammed. I'm feeling like I'm being attacked, so I say, gotta go, write everything down, I'll give it to my husband.
I do think that they are under obligation to say, like, if something is wrong with your car, I think they have to tell you, because
then they're, if they don't, and God forbid something happens,
right,
then they could be liable. So I do get that. I think it's just like maybe the constant pressure that gets to people, maybe not a scam necessarily, but the pressure, but like full on getting scammed. I remember, gosh, this was years ago. Matt and I were only dating, and I had this moment where, like, I feel like this man is built for situations like this. I'm going to marry him because this
yes!
is... So I had to get an oil change, just like you. Nothing dramatic. Went there, got home. That was it. And he's like, so what'd you do today? I was like, I got my oil change. I'm like, gosh, I didn't know how expensive they were. And he's like, how much did you pay? And I was like, it was like $150. And he goes, what?
What kind of oil change you
get in? Yeah, that's exactly what he asked me. And I was like, I don't know. They just told me it was $150. And I was like, I had no idea they were that expensive. He goes, that's because they're not. He's like, you got scammed. Do you have a receipt? And I was like, I don't know. So I found it. He goes in the next day, like he was going into battle. He walked right in there. I stayed home. I was embarrassed. he marched in. He asked for the manager. He laid out every charge on that receipt, kept pointing and asking, like, what is this? What is this? What is this? She just came for an oil change. What is this? What is this? And the place went silent, I guess. And then I guess a few minutes later, they were like, we're just going to refund you for the whole
nice,
thing.
Nice, Matt. Oh, that is marriage material.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! Welcome to the show, guys. It's so good to have you here. It is Thursday, December 11th. It is 6:02. We are ready to get things going today. The weekend is in sight. I was thinking about something you said yesterday. You were talking about your trip. Steph is going to the Philippines over our winter break, and just a huge international trip. You're stopping in Hong Kong. You're going to make a quick stop in South Korea. And you mentioned that your husband's already packed.
Yes, 80%. I swear he's already packed.
I can't believe that. Are you guys 2 weeks out and he's already packed?
Yeah, well, not fully. I mean, we still have to do like the toiletry stuff, but this man, he loves to pack early. It makes me feel like I'm so behind.
So you're not packed at all?
No.
Or?
No bags are packed. So I have one large suitcase that's going to be the check-in, which is the ones that you have to do like a minimum of 50 pounds or whatever, 38 kilograms. And then the small suitcase that goes onto my carry-on. And then I have my duffel. Everything is laid out in my office. There's James, who has the biggest suitcase of them all. It's all packed. It's all full. It's like ready to be zipped up. And here, meanwhile, I have nothing packed. It makes me feel like I'm so behind on my scheduling of packing.
See, I'm on the opposite end. How far in advance do you guys pack for a trip? Like maybe a big one. My brain cannot process this level of preparation. Like people do that. People pack this far in advance for trips. I've never done that. I pack the day before.
You're crazy.
If we're going far, maybe 2 days. That is as ambitious as I get. Like, so hearing that your husband's suitcase is already open and filled and ready for wheels up makes me feel like I've just been doing travel wrong my entire life. I can't imagine that.
Well, this is the thing too. We're so organized. Like during Thanksgiving break, what I do is I try on outfits. Like here is a day one outfit. Here is a day two outfit. And I take pictures of all my outfits so I know exactly what to pack. I'm not here like, oh, I need 4 shirts, random shirts. I need 2 jeans. I'm like, no, I need these certain jeans because it matches this outfit for day 3. So I already have pictures. I think I have like 7 or 8 outfits already ready to go. I just haven't physically put them into my suitcase yet.
Okay, but how are you packing clothes that you might still need to wear? Like, do you have a backup wardrobe hidden somewhere? do you have enough underwear to outfit a small army? Like, because I take 2 weeks worth of underwear on a 3-day trip. Like, I prepare like I am moving abroad. So I don't understand how people can put half their stuff in a suitcase and then function for 10 more days. Like, that's what I don't get. Like, what if you need the stuff you just packed?
Oh, James is... James is the worst. We have two, we're in a 2-bedroom apartment. That office bedroom has all of his clothes. He has like three of every color. He has like jackets that are the same, but that have different styles on it. Like he can survive for the rest of his life without buying any more clothes. So with James, I think he's very fortunate because he has so much more clothes than I do.
I was going to say, like, how do you wake up on a next Wednesday and want to wear a shirt and it's packed? It's like too late. It's folded, zipped. It's living its best life in a packing cube right now.
We're wearing the same exact outfit until we leave. No excuses.
I am both impressed and confused. You guys are organized on a level that I have never reached. And I panic pack 20 pairs of socks that I'll wear two of because I just am like, I got to have backups just in case.
My goal is to have 15 pounds of free space, and that is why I am such a stickler about not overpacking. I'm going through my outfits again to be like, do I really need this outfit just for a second time? Because I'm that crazy.
So impressive. It was so impressive.
Thank you.
Well, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, another round of Beat Mercedes. It's a Minden Thursday. $475 diamond pendant, you guys. This thing keeps getting bigger and bigger. You just got to guess the song and artist faster than I can. 7:30 with the Mega Minute, Leona Lewis tickets. Her big residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian is happening, and you will be there if you conquer the Mega Minute. In just a couple of minutes, tickets to see an icon, Diana Ross. We are going to do an early edition of Heads Up to see her at the Encore Theater at the Wynn. And on the way next, we have what's trending. Buckle up, a global superstar who never shows up for the Met Gala anymore is now leading the event as a co-chair. And the reason might blow up her fandom. We'll talk about that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Met Gala is trending this morning. So Beyonce, Nicole Kidman, and Venus Williams are all teaming up with Anna Wintour to run the Met Gala next year. And I just love the randomness of this group. Okay, if you're listening online, you're hearing this, but no one else is.
There
basically.
We go, we're done.
Okay, let's start over. Beyonce, Nicole Kidman, and Venus Williams are teaming up with Anna Wintour to run the Met Gala next year. And like I said, I love the randomness of this group because you have a music icon, you have an Oscar winner, and you have a tennis legend. And, you know, it sounds like a joke. We don't know the punchline yet. They all walk into a bar or they all walk into the Met. And so this theme this year is costume art, which is basically a tribute to the body as art. Okay, so expect a lot of skin, a lot of drama, a lot of celebrities pretending that they're not freezing on those steps. But Beyonce, she's the shocker here because she has not gone to the Met Gala since 2016.
Yes,
she walked in, I don't know if you remember that latex Givenchy outfit, and she peaced out after that for a decade. She never came back.
Yep.
Then she comes back and she's saying, sure, I'll co-chair. That is not nothing here because, you know, Kidman and Venus, they were both there this year, so their return makes sense. Although this is Nicole's first time back since her divorce filing. But the big question is why Beyonce said yes. She does not need the Met Gala and she does not need to help Anna Wintour. So what does she get out of all of this? The timing points to Act 3. Renaissance in 2022, Cowboy Carter in 2024. She mapped out all three of her acts years ago. And she drops when wants to drop. So if the pattern holds, then we are due. And the rumor has always been that the final act will explore rock. So Beyonce, she always tells a story with her imagery. And so if she's choosing the Met Gala as her stage, whatever she's about to do or teach us, it's probably going to hit us pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. The beehive is buzzing right now. Yesterday, all of us, our fan theories have come out. So the Met Gala is supposed to be on May 4th. And the 4 is a very big number in Beyonce's world. Four is her favorite number. She was born on September 4th. Jay-Z's birthday is December 4th. So this is no coincidence that the Met Gala is on May 4th. The theory is because every single time she has dropped an album from the Renaissance, album came out July 29th of 2022. Cowboy Carter came out March 29th of 2024. Now, we as the Beehive think that the Act 3 is going to be May 29th. So we think the Met Gala is where she's going to announce her drop.
Yeah, it's aligning perfectly. And if that's the case, Beyonce and then BTS coming back in 2026.
Oh, boy.
Are we emotionally prepared?
are we financially available? No, but we will make it work.
And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Matt and daughter Avery, you guys are caller 20. Good morning.
Yay. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, you two. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
All right.
I'm so
excited. Oh, I love this. Okay, I love when two people play or more than one person because you have just better chances. Someone scream out the answer if you know it. All for Diana Ross tickets, her new residency over at the Wynn Las Vegas. Pick a category. Do you guys want to go with Scoop There It Is or Giddy Up?
Scoop There It Is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just Scoop There It Is.
National Ice Cream Day is on Saturday. So these are all things associated with ice cream. You guys ready to give this a shot?
Yeah, we got this.
Okay, yeah. 6 in 60 seconds is all we need. Let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
When you get an ice cream, you can get it in a cup or a
cone.
Yes. You might put these on top to add a little color. They're really, yes. This is, you might get this kind of a sundae. It's a really thick kind of chocolate.
Banana.
No.
Hot fudge
is right. This is fruit you just said. You might get this with three scoops of ice cream. And
banana.
What is the whole?
Banana split.
Yes, banana split. My blank brings all the boys to the yard and their life is better than y'all.
Milkshake.
Yes. This is, if you go to Italy, instead of ice cream, you order this.
Gelato.
Yes! Wow!
Good job.
Matt and Avery, you guys killed it. Congratulations. I have a question. Is there an adult problem that no one warned you about? Like, you became an adult and you realized, like, wow, why didn't anyone tell me that this was going to be an issue? Think about this, because there's so many of them, really. But no one tells you that once you grow up, you're going to need a vacation to recover from your vacation.
Oh, my God, yes.
We got back from New York like 2 weeks ago, and my body clock just tapped out, first of all. I was wiped. Then I got sick. I felt terrible. The funniest part of it all is I had the best time. We had such a great time. I loved every second of the trip. But the second we got home, my body just like broke down on me. And it's like you spend your whole childhood wanting to be an adult, and then adulthood hits you, and the things like post-vacation jet lag hangs on for days, or the suitcase that sits in your hallway for a week because you refuse to unpack. I just like,
you gotta unpack right away.
I just leave my suitcase there and I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. Or I don't know, what is it for you? Like, what is the adult problem that no one warned you about? 702-364-9400.
I'll never forget the first time I moved away, just happened to be out of the country to New Zealand. So I realized all the things that my parents did for me that I just didn't realize. Well, the first time I ever went grocery shopping by myself, I was like, where do I even begin?
How do I do this?
Like, oh, it's not really even meal prepping. It's just more like, what are you going to cook tonight? Where do I get ground beef? How much ground beef do I get? Do I eat cereal? Should I get the cereal? Like, I don't even eat the cereal. And then being in another country, mind you, I was like going through down these like aisles of, what are these different things? Is this even, I don't know. And I just remember grocery shopping. I was never taught. And I don't know. It was one of like, do I make a list? What do I even put on this list? So confusing.
There's so many things that are adult problems that you don't realize are problems until you become an adult. What is it for you? This text says that Sunday scary start around 2 p.m. Yes, like that is a real thing. I never really was bothered by the Sunday scaries until I became an adult. And then you just sit there on Sunday and you're worried about Monday. That is a valid one. Mm-hmm. This one says that what's for dinner becomes the most dreaded question of the day. That to me is my least favorite conversation that I have with Matt every afternoon. What do you want to do for dinner tonight? What should we do for dinner tonight? And it's always a I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Like, it's always, why does that question have to be so difficult?
Oh, James and I have to plan out the day before because we'll get into fights. I'm like, what are we having for dinner tomorrow so we can avoid this conversation? Well, I want the McDonald's Grinch meal. I was like, no, I want Hamburger Helper. Like, let's figure it out so we have 24 hours to fight about it.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk to Christy. Christy, what is the adult problem that no one warned you about?
That there's always some body part that kind of hurts a little bit.
What's hurting you right now, Christy?
Right now, it's my hip. I slept wrong, and it hurts, and too bad, so sad.
Gosh, that is so relatable, Christy. Absolutely. Like, I have to get an MRI on my leg because I injured it in the gym. It's like, what the heck? Like, okay. Why did this happen?
Can we talk about that for a second?
Oh, my gosh.
So I texted you, and you're like, hey. I'm like, hey, are you free on this so-and-so date? You're like, sorry, I have an MRI. And my brain goes like, oh my God, are you okay? What's going on? And then what did you say to me?
I feel like I hurt myself in the gym. I got to get an MRI on my hip and my leg. Like, what can I do? You know, This is life. And yeah, everything always kind of hurts. It's like not full on hurt, but it's like, that doesn't feel great, but you know, we'll deal with
My belly hurts last night from dinner. Speaking of it, I was like, why does my digestion isn't the same anymore?
Oh my gosh, seriously. I think of all the crap I used to eat as a kid. No issues at all. Now it's like, oh man, I took a lick of my kid's ice cream. I think I'm going to throw up.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
So Time Magazine has revealed their person of the year, and surprise, it's not even a human. It's the architects of AI.
Huh.
So the computers got the honor before they take our jobs, basically. Perfect. Time says that this group kind of shaped this year, which I would agree with.
Yeah.
Everything from homework to just entire industries kind of holding their breath. There are two illustrated covers. One celebrates the people building AI, and then the other leans into the whole man versus machine kind of tension that has us all wondering, like, who's really in charge anymore? Their creative director says that the cover shows both sides, you know, awe on one side and then mild panic on the other side, you know?
How do you feel about architects of AI?
I get it. I understand why that is named the person of the year. AI, I think, just made huge leaps and bounds and became even more of a part of our lives this past year. And so I get it, but it's just, I don't love it. I don't. I think it's helpful in many ways, but as a whole, I think it's scary and it makes people not think for themselves. That's
yes.
what I hate. Like, I notice when I get emails and stuff, I can tell, like, mm-hmm. this was an AI, like, this was a ChatGPT email. Like, are people even thinking for themselves anymore? And that's what worries me a little bit.
I use definitely AI for the show, but I get my creativity from myself. I just write it and I talk to ChatGPT and then I ask it, how can I make this better? I don't let it think for me, because that's where I feel like, am I even doing my job anymore if I'm relying so much on ChatGPT or AI?
Yeah, I just feel like once you go down that rabbit hole of having it do all that for you, you're not going to be able to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that to me is what worries me, that people are not going to be able to think for themselves. And I think there's a bias in it, too. I've seen it when I've used it. And I hear a bias in it. And I feel like whoever's running it, they can program things with that bias to make people think a certain way. So I don't like it.
Yeah,
but
same. It's scary,
me.
But it's also helpful at the same time. It's like this double-edged sword.
Yeah. Also this morning, if you want to make your Amazon driver smile during the holidays, here is the easiest favor ever. When your package shows up, the app pop-up will say, thank a driver. The little icon will pop up.
Oh.
Tap it. $5 goes straight to your driver if
oh
you
my
do
gosh.
That. You don't have to pay anything. That comes from Amazon to them. So you can do it on your Alexa too. Amazon is covering 2 million of those thank yous through December 31st. So, and the most thanked drivers, they also get a $100 bonus. So honestly, like, this is the easiest thing you can do. Not a dollar comes out of your pocket, and you can thank your Amazon driver. And we all know that we're ordering more and more from Amazon probably this month than we have all year long.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I feel for the Amazon drivers, because they are working nonstop. I have so many different packages that come either to the apartment or like my locker, and it's like a new driver each time. I can't imagine how many drivers are out there right now listening.
I see a lot of people putting those like snack shacks for their Amazon drivers and all
so
delivery
cute.
Drivers. I was thinking about doing that. I think I might put a little refrigerator out there with like some drinks and some little snacks, because seriously, they're there all the time, and it's just like, I always want to go out like, hey, do you need something to drink? And you see all the things that they're, I mean, they are going to be so in shape by the end of the season.
Wait, did you see that viral video of an Amazon driver working on Thanksgiving Day? And then there was a family who was having Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
and
they invited
like,
him.
Come on in. Like,
yeah.
That stuff warms my heart.
I love that. I love that. Finally, this morning, office gift giving is stressing everyone out. There's a new report that says 64% of us exchange gifts at work. More than half say they feel pushed to shop for multiple coworkers, which includes your boss, your boss's boss, and then the people you manage, because every office kind of has that pressure to prove, like, maybe you're so thoughtful or whatever. A third of people say the pressure is really intense. Gen Z and millennials feel it the most. Almost half say they feel pushed to hit a specific price point on gifts. And the whole thing turns into just like this emotional math, you know, that nobody even asked for. The experts say the fix is simple. Commit to a secret Santa and let everyone else go.
Oh my God, workplace secret Santas. How do you feel about those, though?
I hate secret Santas.
Do you really?
Maybe we can talk about that
sometime. Yeah, let's talk about it.
I am so against the secret Santa thing. And I can't even tell you. My blood is starting to boil. I can't even tell
you. That's okay. We'll talk. We'll save it for another time then.
Okay, picture this. You are in active labor, okay? You are about to have a baby. You're trying to stay calm. You call a car to come take you. You can't drive. There's no way. Car shows up. You get in the car to go to the hospital, only the car is driving itself.
Oh, those weird cars that self-drive?
Well, the Waymo cars.
Oh.
And before you even get to the ER, your baby decides, nope, we are doing this right now. That is exactly what happened to a woman in San Francisco. She went into labor. She called for a ride to the hospital, climbed into one of those Waymo self-driving cars, and somewhere on the way to UCSF, her baby said, absolutely not. We are done waiting.
Oh, no.
So I guess the car's monitoring system even flagged some sort of unusual movement. They have the ability to tell if something weird is happening in the car. So the Waymo team called and realized that she was having a baby right there. They contacted 911. The car kept driving towards the hospital. They get there. There's mom and there's a baby. Mom and baby are safe, but this newborn baby has already taken more driverless miles than any of us. I've never been in one of those cars before.
I don't know if I would even trust those things, let alone be pregnant in labor and call a self-driving car. If you've been to San Francisco, they are everywhere.
I've seen them in Southern California too, and they freak me out. I don't know. Has anyone ever been in one, and was it scary? Do they have them here?
Yes. Are they called like Zooks or something like that?
Okay.
Have you guys seen them before?
I have not seen them here, but I was going to say, I'd be surprised if we didn't have some variation of them, but it got me thinking about birth stories that start with a plan and then they end with total chaos. You try to time your contractions. You try to stay calm. You try to get to the hospital, and then your kid decides that they want to arrive on their own time. Have you ever, anyone give birth to a baby at a place other than a hospital where it just happened and you're like, well, we're going to do this right here, right now? 702-364-9400.
I met someone at the Jonas Brothers concert this past couple weeks ago, and they said, yes, you know, we're such Beyonce fans. I actually have a friend who went into labor at a Beyonce concert.
Are you serious?
So, ironically, the mom, she's a Virgo. And the song Virgo's Groove was playing, and she started
this is
going
made
into
up.
Labor.
No way.
I swear to you. So they're like, oh my God. So they went into labor. She went into labor. She left the concert, ended up having that baby. And then that's the ironic thing about it is that during the song Virgo's Groove, the mom who's a Virgo went into labor. It's like the baby was like, all right, I'm ready to go.
I was just waiting for my entrance theme, and here we go. Hey, Christy, good morning. Did you ever give birth in a place other than a hospital or see someone do it?
I did not, but yes, I was on a flight to Mexico for spring break, and some lady on the plane, which I saw when we were boarding, she looked really pregnant. And she went into labor on the plane.
Oh, wow. So did she have the baby by the time the plane landed?
No, but they grounded us, and like we got off, and she stayed on. So I'm pretty sure she had the baby on the plane.
Wow, that's incredible.
They tell you not to fly, like in the last month of your labor or whatever. So that's interesting that she was still on that plane. Wow, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Ricky. Ricky, when did you see someone go into labor at a place other than a hospital?
I didn't see someone, but I had a friend who had gave birth in a Walmart.
Really? What happened? They were shopping?
It was like during the COVID, like the beginning stages of COVID.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was back in Missouri. And she gave birth, and there happened to be like a nurse there, and they delivered the baby. I think it made like national news too.
That is crazy in a Walmart during COVID, of all places.
Yeah.
Meredith just texted us, my son was born in the front seat of my husband's Silverado. He was timing contractions on his watch like he was doing CrossFit or something. Baby arrived before we reached the 215. That is, I mean, you're driving. You might be driving next to someone who's in active labor. That's actually really scary.
I know. I can't imagine. Did you have anything with your daughters when you were pregnant?
No, everything went normal. I mean, I did go in for a checkup, and I wasn't supposed to have the baby for another week or so. And my doctor's like, you're going to have this baby today. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we got to get this baby out of you because I guess my amniotic fluid was low.
Okay.
And so he's like, we got to do this today. And I'm like, I don't even have a bag yet. Like, are you kidding me? So I had to go home, pack a bag. It was just like a normal day. Then go to the hospital, like, hi, I'm here to have a baby. They're like, okay, come on in. Like, it was just really weird. But I do remember our neighbors once, we were sleeping, but we could hear this car like idling outside of our window. So we look out the window and it's an ambulance. We're like, oh my gosh. So like, what's going on? So my husband walks outside. He's like, is everyone okay? He goes, yeah, your neighbor's in labor. And we're like, what? And the dad comes out and he's like, yeah, my wife's, she just had a baby in the bathtub. We're like, what?
And it wasn't planned, I'm guessing.
No, I mean, she just went into labor and they thought, well, where should we go? And so she thought, I'm just going to draw a warm bath and just try to have this baby here. And that's what they ended up doing.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, let's talk to Greg. Greg, babies at places other than a hospital. What happened?
I was working security at a local casino and a lady was in our gift shop. Went into labor.
Whoa. Did you help?
I actually did, yes.
What did you do?
You know what? I just kept her calm, and we called the ambulance, and they got there right as she was crowning.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I wonder what did it. Was it, like, the prices at the gift shop? She's like, whoa.
Oh, and then her water breaks.
Like, I don't know.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And caller 20 is Peggy. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Mercedes.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Let's do this. Let's make you even better. Get you a pair of tickets to see Leona Lewis, her Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian. You know how it works, right? 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and the tickets are yours. You ready to do this, Peggy?
I sure hope so. I'll do my best.
All right, Peggy, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the name of the musical featuring the songs Defying Gravity and Popular?
I forget. Pass.
Which girl group was Camila Cabello a part of?
Oh, I'm really good, Pat.
Montpelier is the capital city of which U.S. state?
Pennsylvania?
No. If today is Thursday, what day is 6 days from now?
6 days from now is Tuesday.
No. Which fruit?
Wednesday.
Yes, that is correct. Which fruit shares its name with a bird?
Let's see. Pass.
Which band released the album X and Y?
Oh, boy, I'm really good. Pass.
Connect Four is played on a vertical grid made up of how many columns?
Four?
No. Millie Bobby Brown plays which character on Stranger Things?
Oh, no. That is tough.
Oh, Peggy, I'm sorry. That was a rough go.
It was.
Sometimes, you know, the questions are just not things that you have been exposed to.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm so sorry, Peggy. Thanks for giving it a shot. Let's go through some of these answers. The name of the popular musical featuring the songs Defying Gravity and Popular, that's Wicked. The girl group Camila Cabello was a part of is Fifth Harmony. Montpelier is the capital city of Vermont. And the fruit that shares its name with a bird, kiwi. I would never have gotten that. I mean, I know a kiwi. Tough. I just did. I forgot that there's a bird named that. Which band released the album X and Y? That's Coldplay. Connect Four is played on a vertical grid made up of how many columns? 7 columns. You said 4, but it was 7. And then Millie Bobby Brown plays which character in Stranger Things? That is 11. I am so sorry, Peggy. But all is not lost yet. You still have a shot. You can hang up and call right back because caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets, 2 of them, to see Leona Lewis, the Las Vegas Christmas Residency at Voltaire. Caller 20, those tickets are yours. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
There is a new report on Instacart, and it is not great for your grocery budget. So Consumer Reports, they teamed up with this company, and they found Instacart uses AI to figure out how high it could push prices before you bail on an item.
Ooh.
So some prices jumped as much as 23%. Same product, same store, different shopper. So the stores included Albertsons, Costco, Kroger, Target. The tactic is called small rounding. So these tiny bumps, they just add up to more than like $1,000 a year per person. It could be a lot of money. The kicker is Instacart admitted these experiments in their internal marketing and investor notes and said shoppers were not aware that they were in an experiment.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yep. They also described the price differences as negligible. A study earlier this year found 72% of Instacart users do not want anyone being charged different prices for any reason. So this might be a big problem for them.
I've only used Instacart like once. Do you guys use Instacart?
I did, but I just, no disrespect, I just kept getting shoppers that did not know what I wanted. And
That's
they would
right.
substitute my stuff all the time. And it was just to the point where there was one order we did, and I swear there was only like 6 things on the list. And they substituted, they have to ask you if you want to do a substitution. And some of them, I'm like, okay, this one I can't. But then some of them were just so far off. And it got to the point where they were all substitutions on the items. And I just said no to all of them. And it canceled the whole order. It just didn't make any sense. And then the kicker was, we got off our lazy butts and went to the store ourselves to do it. All the items were there. Like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I've never used Instacart before. And after this, probably will never use Instacart.
Yeah, it just says I don't want to be a part of your experiment. Yeah.
Nope.
There's no way. Also this morning, fans of The Hunger Games are getting a reunion that they did not expect. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are confirmed for the new prequel, The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping. So the movie is set 24 years before Katniss ever volunteered as tribute. But there is a moment in the book where an older Katniss and Peeta listen to Haymitch tell the story of his games.
Oh, got it.
Cool.
Right? So the film will flash back to 16-year-old Haymitch and his brutal turn in the arena. No word yet on how much Lawrence and Hutcherson will appear, but the movie hits theaters November 20th, 2026, and fans are already losing their minds that they're going to be in it. I think that's really cool.
Never read any of the books, but the movies are pretty good, so I'm looking forward to this one as well.
I really love the books. I read all of the books.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
and
cool,
I thought
cool,
the books
cool.
were... I think they were better than the movies, and the movies
always.
I think were great.
Yeah, Catching Fire is probably the best one.
Oh man, those movies are so good.
Did you guys watch the last one, the Songbird one,
yes.
about President Snow?
Oh, so good.
I really liked Rachel Zegler's character. I think she's the love interest of President Snow, and the way that movie ended, I want more backstory and how that goes down.
Yeah, I wonder if this Haymitch story will like pick off where that left off and like bring him into it.
Yes.
I don't know, but I'm excited to hear his backstory. I always wondered about him and how he became
an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. Finally this morning, there is a new Apple that is trying to steal Honeycrisp's crown, and its name is Ludacrisp.
Like apple crisp, but Ludacrisp?
Ludacrisp, yes. A millennial orchard owner who grew up on early 2000s rap helped name it. And shoppers are going wild when they finally make the connection. So they're saying, you guys, this apple tastes like juicy fruit gum.
Really?
No
wow.
kidding?
Oh.
I haven't had juicy fruit in years.
I know, but that sounds amazing. They say it comes from a breeding project that took decades. Growers are really split on the name, but...
I love it.
I love it, too. I'm like, give me some Ludacrisps. I want some.
I hope at the grocery store it actually has a picture of Ludacris and with, like, little apples next to it. Like, you know when you go to, like, a fast food restaurant and they have iced tea, but instead of iced tea labeled, it's the picture of the rapper.
Yes.
I want that.
I love it. They need to have his picture and then say to the other apples, move. Get out the way.
Yes.
Have you ever seen like a random contest that you're like, oh, that would be really cool if I could win this? Ramon, you never struck me as the kind of guy who would enter a random contest to win things.
So yeah, it literally was random because I've been on cruises before. So now, you know, I get newsletters and offers and stuff like that. And so yeah, I got one email from this particular cruise line, enter to win a free cruise. Sure, whatever. Why not? It was real quick, right? Just name, number, whatever.
You just click the link and
yes.
then put your stuff in. You didn't have to do anything or
no.
Okay.
Yeah, just first name, last name, blah blah blah. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, weeks, maybe even months go by. My phone rings and a caller ID from that particular cruise line. I'm like, oh crap, maybe. I answer and she goes, hey, is this Ramon? Yes. You entered to win a free cruise? I was like, yes. I'm like jumping up and down. Yes. And she's like, yeah, just calling to see if you have any questions. And I was like, what?
What kind of questions? Questions about what?
Yeah, and then she's like, yeah, did you need any other further information? I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Why would you do this? I hung up on her. I cursed up a storm. And I was just like, why would you call and ask that? That's so weird and odd. I was like, at the time, upset. Now it's hilarious. But I was, I'm telling you, I was jumping up and down. So excited. I've never won anything in my life. So I thought,
and you still have it.
And I still have it. Oh my God. She totally faked me out.
Well, why didn't you ask her? Did I win? Like, that would be the first question. Is that why you're calling me? Like, what's going on?
I probably lost now. I hung up on her. She's probably all mad. I don't even remember her name. Like I said, I was just, it was so odd, right? Why would they do that? What questions would I have? The only question is, yeah, did I win?
That's so funny. Like when you get your hopes up for something, you're all excited. Ramon, sweet Ramon.
Oh, poor Ramon.
You answered that phone like you were shocked that they picked you when
yes.
the rest of us knew from the jump that this sounded like a scam. It's like a scam starter kit.
Win
you know
a free
I mean?
Cruise. If I saw that on my phone, I'd be like, what kind of person is trying to hack me right now?
Yeah, you see a random contest online and your first thought is, this is legit. Like, that's not the first thing I think. And the rest
not
of us are
all.
Like... You probably want a free virus on your computer is what you probably want.
It would have been on my phone. And
oh.
You guys don't like Android anyway, so you'd probably be happy for me.
At this point, if you ever enter a contest, I'm going to assume you will win like a tote bag or, you know, like never the actual prize. Has anyone ever won something on something like that? Like I see those all the time and I'm like... Who even wins this? No one I know has ever won one of these.
I think the thing that got me back in the day, do you guys remember? I want to say this was like the first few years of Instagram when everybody was posting the red bathing suit. It was that girl sitting at the edge of a swimming pool. She was wearing a red bathing suit. She said, you will be wearing or you'll win a free swimsuit in exchange for just posting about it. So every post that came in, you donated a dollar. You guys never heard about this?
No, never.
No.
Oh my gosh, it was all over my Instagram feed. Please tell me I'm not the only one that saw this. Every single person was reposting a picture of a girl at the edge of the swimming pool, and she had a red bathing suit on. And she said, and it said, if you repost this, you'll get a free red swimsuit. No one got a free red swimsuit. It was all a scam.
I never heard of that. Are you sure it wasn't? What was that old school photo of the Farrah Fawcett wearing a red swimsuit? Is
no,
it, was it had anything
no.
to do with that?
Oh my gosh, no. It was all over my Instagram feed back in 2017. I couldn't escape it.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, Ramon, buddy, if the caller ID says...
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Sorry, got really excited there.
Yeah, it's all good.
Also, this morning, AAA, they dropped new year-end travel numbers, and the roads are about to look like a parking lot. Basically, 122.4 million Americans plan to travel 50 miles or more between December 20th and January 1st. That's a new record, and the majority of people are going to drive. That is 109.5 million people. Airports are going to be packed, too, with 8 million flyers, and then another 4.9 million will travel by bus, train, or cruise. Not you, though, Ramon. Sorry, you're not going to travel by cruise. Orlando, Florida, Miami, Anaheim, and Honolulu are the big places that people are going to, the warm weather destinations.
Man, I'm so fortunate and lucky to have a lot of my family here, or most of my family, maybe all of my family here, that I don't have to travel, because everyone just talks about travel nightmares and delays and traffic, and I feel lucky.
Well, I get that, and it sucks to travel, but then don't you ever want to go somewhere new?
I like it here.
I love it here. I love it here. But sometimes you want to change the scenery, don't you?
That is me. That is me all the time. I'm like, I want to not only go, well, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not seeing my family for Christmas. I'm seeing James's family. And I love going to James's family because it's in the Philippines. I get to travel. I feel a little selfish from, like, you know that movie with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon, Four Christmases?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we're going to Fiji for Christmas. And it's like, well, thanks for the heads up. I guess we won't be giving you Christmas gifts. That's how I feel every Christmas.
Like, because you're traveling, or what do you mean?
Yeah, like, I'm selfish. I'm not going to go see my family for Christmas. I'm going to do my own thing. I have a vacation that I'm going to use. I'm going to go and travel and do my own thing with James.
I don't think anyone holds it against you. You know, you can't, like, you go and see them still, you know, just because it's not on a certain holiday. I don't think anyone should hold that against you.
I have some family members that feel like, oh, well, you're going to go to the Philippines.
Oh,
and
fancy.
See your family.
You do you, girl. You do
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Finally, this morning, there is a new holiday treat on TikTok, and reviewers are fighting for their lives. So, vanilla ice cream covered in red wine. That is the whole recipe.
What?
They say grab a bowl of ice cream, pour wine over it like you are blessing it or something. A lot of influencers swear by it, and some influencers are like, what are we doing here? One reviewer tried to be brave and then stopped mid-bite and called it gross. Absolutely disgusting. Something she would never recommend. Then others are saying it is the greatest thing ever. The idea keeps going viral, which means some people think that it is the dessert of the season. To me, it looks like a fast way to ruin both your dessert and your wine at the same time. But if you guys try it, let me know. I am not daring to try this
one. Yeah, I was going to say that as a wine lover, this doesn't appeal to you?
Not in the slightest. I love ice cream. I love wine, but I don't like them together. Would you guys ever try this?
I actually would try it. It actually sounds intriguing. But the thing is, it's like, does one take over the other, or is it like a perfect combination?
I just picture it turning into creamy wine. And that just, there's something about that.
It is weird because ice cream is cold, obviously, and then red wine is warm, so it is a little bit contradicting, but wine is grape-based, so it does add to the sugar of the ice cream.
Oh, good observation.
What about just taking a bite of ice cream and then taking a drink of wine afterwards?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking about your upcoming trip to the Philippines over our holiday break. And are you guys locked in on like your seat situation and all of that? Because every couple, I feel, kind of has their own system when it comes to that.
Yeah, we are. And James is so kind because I feel like, and tell me what you guys think of this. Is there certain rules on who takes the middle seat on an airplane? And this came up too recently. I was scrolling through TikTok and there's this video of a woman who went viral who is sitting in the middle seat. And the caption on the video writes, "It getting a boyfriend is all fun and games until you realize you just signed up for the middle seat for life." And at the bottom, that bottom caption says, "I miss my freedom in the window."
Girl.
Just kidding. Mostly. So where are you guys with this? Because James and I, we switch off. He's very kind. He's like, you know, you go in the on the aisle on the way to the Philippines and on the way back to Vegas, I'll get the middle. Something like that. We switch off. Where are you in your relationship with the rules on the middle seat in the airplane?
What do you and your wife do, Ramon?
The smallest person gets the middle seat. The biggest person gets the aisle seat. So usually Jackie, she's pretty small. If you guys met her, she usually gets the middle seat or maybe sometimes the window seat. I always take the aisle seat to stretch my long legs.
You guys are hilarious.
What's so
what
funny?
Do you mean?
This is funny. I'm at the point in my marriage where Matt and I don't even need to sit next to each other anymore.
What do you mean? Even like for long flights?
That is how locked in we are. One of us will take a window in one row and the other takes the window right behind them. So we're still by each other. He's right behind me. He can keep an eye on me, make sure everything's okay. But yeah, so like, and this is our family situation. So I'll sit window. He'll sit the window behind me. Sophie will sit aisle on my row. Brooklyn will sit aisle on his row.
What do you mean? So there's two random people in the middle between you guys?
A lot of times that middle seat does not get taken. So now you have extra room.
This brilliant woman I work with.
I see what you do with strategy over
okay,
here.
But here's where it gets good. So let's say someone does sit in that middle seat and you're like, oh, great. So we have it all worked out in our family. Brooklyn in her back row aisle will ask the person in the middle seat between me and Sophie, "Would you like to switch and sit in the aisle?" That person will never refuse an aisle seat. So then she'll switch. So the three of us girls will sit together in a row so we can still hang out together. And Matt will sit by himself right behind me.
Matt's got it made.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm so surprised that Matt wants the window. Matt takes me for like an aisle seat kind of person.
He used to be an aisle seat person. He used to love it, but he wanted to take pictures of things outside the window. So that's when he switched. But I'm telling you guys, this always works. If you're a family of four, that's how you got to do it. Now, if it's just the two of you, sit on, like, pick either the aisles or pick the windows, and you've got it made. What do you do on the flight anyway? Watch something or sleep? You don't need to sit next to them to enjoy your Netflix show.
I guess you're right, but my question is, when you, before the girls, when it was just you and Matt and you guys were still in the honeymoon phases, was it you in the middle seat or would you guys switch off?
We would always do the aisle and the window. And if someone sat between us, then I would usually switch with them. But, you know, you got to roll the dice. Take that chance, because not everybody wants to sit in that middle seat.
You are giving me some brilliant advice. We already set our seating arrangements, but that might change on the plane.
See if you can switch. So on a long flight like that, you're going to be sleeping most of the time. Yes. Take an aisle seat so you can, or not the aisle, take the window so you can lean up against the thing.
Okay, I'm going to ask the person next to me, hey, you want to switch? What if they say no?
Well, they're not going to want to switch for a middle seat. No offense.
That's true.
You're
so
done.
So I got to just fall asleep on their shoulder, I guess.
You don't. Go on the Make website. It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.